There's been some national excitement around Utah Senator Mitt Romney the past few days. As one of the few Republicans in Congress willing to speak out against the actions of President Trump, he's captured the attention of Americans across the political spectrum. And there's even been some talk about Romney fulfilling an old legend. KUER's Lee Hale talked with Benjamin Park, a professor of history at Sam Houston State University in Texas, about this white horse prophecy and what the Mormon prophet Joseph Smith has to do with all of this.
The white horse prophecy is a late reminiscence that was given by a man named Edwin Rushton, who lived in Utah around 1900. And he goes public talking to people about a remembrance he had of talking with Joseph Smith way back in Nauvoo. So this would have been 60 years before, and how Joseph Smith prophesied that not only would the Saints eventually be kicked out of Illinois and be pushed out to the Rocky Mountains and become a powerful people out on the Rocky Mountains, but he also prophesied of a day when the American government would be about to fall apart, the Constitution would be hanging by a string, and a white horse will come out, a prophecy in old Bible style fashion. A white horse, a savior will come and save the American government and the Constitution.
And it might not have ever happened, or like the prophecy might be wrongly attributed.
Yes, very much. I think nearly all, credible historians discount the reminiscence. This won't surprise many people who follow Mormon history, but there's lots of reminiscences that people give of Joseph Smith and things that he said early on that can't really be attributed. I mean, there's a lot of capital that comes from claiming that you've heard some secret teaching from Joseph Smith. And this, for a number of historical reasons, is not one of the few that could actually stand up to investigation.
What do you think is attractive to Mormons about this idea of the Constitution hanging by a thread, and that there might be a need for basically a Mormon savior to rescue it?
Yeah, I think it cuts at the heart of one of the central tensions of Mormonism from all the way back in Joseph Smith's time to the present. On the one hand, they love the American government or the American nation. They love the Constitution. They love the ideals upon which America was built. I mean, we are the American religion after all. But at the same time, they're often frustrated with the leaders, with decisions. I mean, the church has a long history of persecution where they believe they were kicked out of a series of states before going out to Utah, and they've often been marginalized. But at most moments, there were a few moments where they felt that the answer would be outside of America. But in most moments, they believed the solution was to save America, to redeem the Constitution. And so that's why the idea of the Constitution hanging by a thread, that thread never breaks. It's just going to be saved.
And right now is an interesting time in politics in America, because there's probably some people who would agree that the Constitution might be hanging by a thread. Depending on how people view the president, some people feel like the Constitution is being challenged right now. And so this might be an attractive time for that prophecy to come back.
Absolutely. I think you'll find most Latter-day Saints, especially in the Utah region, they're going to be pretty strident Republicans. And when push comes to shove, they'll probably continue to vote Republican. But they also have a typical cultural trajectory to where they don't feel comfortable with people like Donald Trump, who does not fit their typical belief of what a politician should be. So even if they support him at the polls, they're going to speak out. And I think you see this in people like Mitt Romney and Jeff Flake, politicians who are Latter-day Saint, who will be out even if they, you know, vote along party lines. They're still going to speak out and present themselves as an alternative. And I think you'll find this on the common ground too. So while most Latter-day Saints in Utah will still probably support the Republican ballot and probably vote for Donald Trump in 2020, they're going to see Donald Trump and his activities as a larger bug, that there's much more corruption throughout American politics that still need to be saved, even if they're not going to consider any alternatives to Trump at the voting poll.
Is Romney the white horse?
I would tell people not to put too much faith into that, to be safe. I think in general, Romney, like most Latter-day Saints, are going to fall along a party line, and I would be very surprised if that doesn't happen. I will state that it's pretty interesting that the church never officially came out and discounted the White Horse prophecy until 2010, when Romney was in the midst of starting his campaign for the 2012 election. And I think you could see the LDS Church realizing that we have a powder keg here that's about to explode if we don't discount it. And so they actually put out a public statement saying that the White Horse prophecy is not a credible part of LDS doctrine.